Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings, they're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Club and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself, because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
Ba-ba. This episode of the Safe Third Podcast is brought to you by the $6 McDonald's hamburger meal.
Wow, it's such a good deal. I got one the other day.
You know, I don't fucking go to McDonald's anymore because it's too fucking expensive. But ever since they introduced their $6 value meal, I've been going like once a week. Every time I eat it, it makes me feel a little gross.
Wait, what is the $6 value meal?
So for a long time, for the past couple of years, McDonald's has been total turbo dog. I mean, it's always been kind of dog shit. We're never getting sponsored by McDonald's. and it was like, you know, like In-N-Out. There's a bunch of controversial opinions about In-N-Out Burger. But In-N-Out Burger is arguably better, fresher, tastier than McDonald's. Am I right? Right? The French fries. I like the French fries.
I don't like the French
That's
fries.
Fine. That's fine. Overall, it's better than McDonald's. No fucking chance. Are you serious? You're actually contemplating this right now?
Yeah.
You think McDonald's is better than In-N-Out?
No, you're right. You're right. In-N-Out is better, but it takes a long time, number one.
Yeah, because it's fucked. Okay. It is cheaper.
Yeah.
And better than McDonald's.
It's
except but Taco Bell's better than both of those.
No, I'm God damn it. What I'm trying to say is McDonald's could kiss my ass. Because the burgers are not good. The fries half the time are not good. They don't give you your sauce 90% of the time.
Sometimes when you go in for a Coke slush.
Yeah.
They don't have it. Or they give it to you all bad.
It's
not made properly.
It's too expensive and too mediocre. Until they introduce their $6 meal, that's the only thing I get at McDonald's. You get...
So it's just like a...
It's a bundle.
Okay,
it's like,
you get a Big Mac with it?
Does Taco Bell do boxes near you? Up there in Canada, should I say America? Are we there yet? Where? What week is this?
Might be by the time this one comes out.
I was going to say you're bringing up trauma because Taco Bell left Quebec.
That was smart of them.
No, it wasn't.
Do you guys have any like French fast food in Quebec? No, wait, which one? Quebec's the French one, right?
Yeah.
Which one's Montreal? I don't know anything about it.
Wait.
What's the...
Quebec's the province. But you have to also pronounce it for me. Say Quebec.
Quebec?
No, don't do a Quebec.
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 No, say Quebec.
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 There.
Quebec. Quebec.
Quebec.
Quebec. Like Quebec. Quebec.
Wait, why? That doesn't make any sense.
Would you like a baguette?
We have.
I'll shove my baguette up your ass.
I'm not a Quebec.
I am not Quebec.
That sounds like half Arabic. I don't know. Why did the Q become an H?
Oh, it's because we have really, really, really shitty impersonations of other people's languages and accents.
You asked, do we have fast food here? Yeah, there's a few, or probably two main.
French fast food?
It's not French, but here in Quebec, there's a specific type of food. I don't really know what it.
Dog food?
Well, yeah, I don't know what it would be classified. It's a specific type of food, and I can never pronounce. Mm-hmm. I can never pronounce what it's called, so I'll never. I won't say it. But
please embarrass yourself for us.
No.
Try your best.
But no.
All that matters is you tried. Giving up is the worst offense here.
It's one of those things where since growing up as a kid, I just never, I always felt uneasy saying it. So
what?
I,
okay, I now I really want to know. Kevin and I were talking about the word spigot today and how it feels
you
like you're not
say,
allowed to say the word
say
spigot.
On a podcast.
Wait, no, spigot.
Spigot.
Isn't it spigot?
Spigot.
Why are you saying, why does it sound like a K when
spigot.
You say it?
Spigot.
Yeah.
Spigot. Say spigot. Spigot.
Spigot.
Why does it feel like I can't say spigot? Because
it does sound
you're
like
implying that you can't, that there's that the, it's a bad word.
The word spigot sounds racist.
To who? Against who?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're going to find out.
I don't know.
Okay. I think I can participate now. I ordered my gaskets.
Oh my God.
It sounds like a combination of racial slurs.
What slurs? Spigot?
Or sorry, slur. I'll,
like which, spigot. Yeah, which ones, Nigel?
I mean, bigot.
Not yeah, just
but bigot is like.
So
what was the racist guess, word that you would use against robots in the robot uprising?
Clank,
clank,
clanks,
clank or clink?
No, clanks because they make clanking sounds. Like when you're on like a customer, you're like calling a like customer support.
Yeah, yeah, and it's ChatGPT.
Yeah, and it's like, let me talk to a human. You fucking clank. No, so, I don't want to be China large language model right now. And then you smash a zero. Do they detect swear words? I was on the phone with our internet service provider because our internet actually is out right now. And so I had to run a 300-foot Ethernet cable all the way up to Kevin's house.
Uh-huh.
And it took 4 minutes to get a hold of the internet company. And I was just swearing at the robot. And I'm pretty sure, like, if I was doing something like this, I would like detect swearing. And if it got bad enough, I'd be like, this person's fucking pissed. And by the time they get to customer support, they're going to be raging. Yeah. And like, you can't really, you don't want to be subjected. I mean, I know.
You send them to like the special, like rage specialists.
Yeah. Right. So that was me. I was just screaming.
Yeah, I never answered the restaurants we have here is there's two. Yeah. They kind of say it's like just greasy. It's
what not, is it? You're not giving us. You're blue balling me.
I'll
is it pasta?
Rest.
Just say it.
This is a safe.
I said it's greasy.
I swear, if the next thing out of your mouth isn't the name of a restaurant,
that sounds kind of racist.
It's not racist.
Oh,
why would it sound
God.
Racist?
Fucking say it.
I have so much power in Kevin right now.
What kind of food do they have? Just tell me that at least.
Is it hot dogs? Is it poutine?
Yeah, it's exactly. Hamburger, hot dogs, poutine.
Poutine? What the fuck did you say to me?
Poutine.
what's poutine? Poutine?
Poutine is like French fries and gravy. Some Canadian bullshit.
So is this basically...
This is the one that has pocket hot dogs, right? The famous pocket dogs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Okay. This is the place that sells it. So like, yeah, so you say poutine, but I said that growing up and I got bullied. So I have to say it.
Putin?
How people here say it. Poutine.
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 Hmm. Interesting.
Whatever. It's like half, it's like a pseudo French pronunciation.
What's it called?
But the restaurants are Le Fleur.
Le Fleur? Why did you, that's what you didn't want to say?
No. And the other one's La Belle Province.
Oh.
But I can't pronounce.
How do you even spell that, John?
Le Fleur
is just I think Le Fleur is just a it's after a dude. It's named after a dude.
Shittiest website I've ever seen in my life.
Wow, it kind of looks
go to the top. Go to the top. It opens with like what looks like a fucking college website. This is like you gotta go to school here.
Le Fleur University.
And then, go back to the top then scroll down and it's like the shittiest, cheapest looking fucking
ew.
Sonic's ass.
What's that spermy looking mustard?
Look at it's just like you go what the fuck, Nigel? What's wrong with Canada? Go up again.
Dude, I've never gone to their website.
What?
I've never gone to their website before.
I'm gonna describe this.
Where's the campus life tab?
So yeah, it looks like a college like dormitory ad.
This is a crazy
website.
There's
a man
website.
And a woman, and it feels like I'm applying to the like dormitory at college.
Yeah.
And then you scroll down and it transitions into a website for like Sonics.
Yeah, it looks like a what is it? Dairy Queen website.
Yes. It's like
yeah.
It's, it, it goes to like actually like F tier fast food photos.
I know.
This is like the picture that would be on the frozen bag of hot dogs if they sold hot dogs like that.
Dude, this
wait, are those are the dogs that Nigel talks about? Wow.
I guess they sell hot dogs frozen.
We've got to go to Canada and try one of these. Look at okay, whatever. It. Those are
oh my god.
The thing that dude, oh, like, what's like crazy all pictures, too?
Testimonials.
Wait,
of-
scroll up. Those are locations.
Yeah, I.
What's Magoo?
So what's crazy? Magog. What's crazy is you look at the locations. I swear that there must be more than these because I've been to like every single one.
So is it the Magog Quebec one?
The Magog Quebec.
Magog. That's Magog. In Sherbrooke though. That's far. That's like a few hours.
You know, to get the A sound, the one you gotta just put a vowel in there. Like an E after it? Magog? May?
Magog. May, why, yeah. Magog,
may, I don't think these Canadian. Follow any true pronunciation rules.
They're French.
But I've been to the
We speak
I've been
English
to the
here in America,
one.
Nigel. I'm I've assuming, how many weeks one. Behind are we? Is Canada State at this point? Are we allowed to make jokes like that?
Wait, here's the word that I can't subject? Say. You can look up the other one.
He's ignoring
the
me.
The beautiful
that means
province.
I'm pushing too hard.
Yeah.
All right. I'll lay off the Canada State jokes.
This is when the tariffs are first.
You're not
landing.
Allowed to be. You're not allowed to be a state until we give Puerto Rico statehood, and that's never gonna fucking happen for obvious reasons. Because then they would, it would unbalance.
Oh, the Electoral College. Come on. Well, I mean,
I love the little games we play here.
You think so? But I mean, Trump won by a lot of. Points. So I don't think
yeah, but
Puerto
no,
Rico
why
would
anybody voluntarily this is like dude gerrymandering's already a problem.
Florida's gonna like oop.
They just everyone
they're just gonna make it part of Florida.
Why they're like no they're never gonna add another problem to it.
I don't know, man.
Let's look at McDonald's website. I want to compare this like Canadian Sonics to like a real website. Yeah. See this?
This also isn't Canadian. This is like a Lafleur is like very, is like,
see, a real website centric. Dedicates one third of the real estate to a cookies pop
up. Up top also. You got to accept that too.
So immediately you see food. if you run a food establishment and the first fucking picture on your website isn't food, you're making a huge mistake.
This website's kind of trash.
No, it is. You're right. But at least it's got a picture of food immediately.
And they start with breakfast.
Okay, you got.
Oh, look up the Shamrock is back. Please.
Those are good.
No.
Yeah, I got one of those when
no,
it came out.
No, what flavor toothpaste
they're good.
Do you use?
They're minty, right?
Mint.
They're good.
Okay, what flavor is the Shamrock Shake?
Mint.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you swallow
mint,
your toothpaste
mint ice cream
too?
Is great.
I do. I drink it straight from the tube. It's a nice little treat. No, it's like sometimes I squeeze it into milk and shake it around, reconstitute it into a Shamrock Shake.
Only a batshit insane person who's actually done that would ever say something like that.
Listen, my grandma's birthday is St. Patrick's Day. I like it.
My grandfather died on 9/11.
It's Irish themed. It reminds me of my grandma.
Are you Irish?
I mean, you know.
You mutt?
No, I'm wait, like, I'm 65% Irish according to...
Shouldn't you celebrate your heritage by being an alcoholic? Not with fucking mint milkshakes?
There's a time of year for everything. And alcohol is 364 days. The first day of Shamrock Shake is the other day.
Yeah. What?
Wait, go to the other website.
Which one?
I linked it. The other one.
This is the other.
Also, these also are like not Canadian restaurants.
Not that picture.
They're like very, it could be just like a, you know, Montreal and around it thing. Lafleur doesn't have many actual places. I want to know, when you click it, do you get the same website as me?
I got all the cookie shit too.
Is yours in French or English?
It's in French.
Can we get rid of the cookie? Okay. And
all right. So this website has a blurred out picture of the restaurant as a homepage. Okay.
I can tell it's a restaurant. I can tell.
Oh, and it's just more mediocre. Oh, no. These look better than the other one.
And Trio.
This looks like Smash
Burger. I will argue.
This looks like
if you
food.
Get hamburgers.
Roast beef.
Yeah. There's no way it actually has that
if you
much,
get,
though. Does it, Nigel?
But what you have to do. It does. Oh. Yeah. It's a crap ton of roast beef. It's great.
Ooh, their Putin looks good.
We have Putin at home, Kevin.
Montreal smoked meat is one of my favorite things.
That's what they used to call me in high school.
But also, what was I going to say? We also have something else that, one of the greatest things that I think it's a Quebec thing is Pizzagetti. which is just a slice of pizza with spaghetti.
No.
But like next to it. It's literally you're just eating pizza.
Oh, well, it's spaghetti. Like going to grandma's house and like eating leftovers because she only bought a small pizza because she's cheap.
No, dude. Pizza Getty is amazing.
I want to see pizza. It's not real Pizza Getty unless it's like bread, spaghetti, and then everything else that goes on a pizza on top.
People apparently put the spaghetti in the pizza.
It should be. Because then it's just like bread and spaghetti.
Is this really?
All at once. Yeah, I'm pretty hungry. I'm hungry right now. This sounds amazing.
You know, like my favorite kind of off-brand fast food restaurant in America that like doesn't really exist anymore is Hot Dog on a Stick.
That's the name?
Yeah, you never.
I've never heard of that.
Never heard of Hot Dog on a Stick?
Like a corn dog?
Yeah, it's corn dogs. Hot Dog on a Stick is
they
like.
They have that at Le Fleur and La Belle Province.
Do you guys still have one? I know definitely.
You can buy it as a combo meal.
This is a restaurant. Called Hot Dog on a Stick.
This, it opens with a wheel for $3 off coupon. How do you get your three? How do I get $3 off on the hot dog on a restaurant's website? You know, order a corn dog and it shows up 40 minutes later. Wait, go back. I want to look at the corn dogs. So, Hot Dog on a Stick had that, like,
are those French toast fries?
We call them pogos here.
Remember in Stranger Things when they were remembering what the 80s looked like?
Yeah.
I could have just said remembered the 80s, but we weren't alive in the 80s. Mm-hmm. You remember a show that reminded you of the 80s because you never saw the 80s? And it was like wearing the stupid little outfits at work.
Yeah.
That was Hot Dog on a Stick.
Oh,
hot
they still
dog
had
on
to wear
stick,
them?
Yeah, there was like a humiliation fetish was a requirement of employment because they made you wear these stupid. It was like Hooters, but less sexual. It was more cringe.
Oh. It's like they're always kind of at a fair or something.
Hot Dog on a Stick, that's all they sold?
Yeah, it was corn dogs, and then they had cheese dogs. It was all, like, fried, though. So they would fry a hot dog in corn bread. They would fry a cheese block in corn bread. I'm a huge fan of the cheese one. I don't think it's good for you. My mom let me get it once, and then it got really expensive, and so we stopped going. Because $5 for a corn dog this was also maybe 10 years ago.
That's expensive.
Man. I was at the mall recently and I got some mall food. You know, like, what was this place? It was like a pretzel place, but they have this like pretzel.
Wetzel's pretzels.
Maybe.
Was it yellow logo?
I think so.
That place is turbo mid.
No, it was so good. It was like a pretzel stuffed with like a pepperoni pizza stuff on the inside.
Was that Wetzel's pretzels? Did they do that there?
It might have been a different pretzel place at the mall.
Do Wetzel's pretzels pepperoni pizza in my mouth.
It was good. Number one, how do you even do that? You know, those are skilled workers.
Are there any restaurants that like make real food anymore?
Yeah, I think it was this place.
You know what? Actually, I'm not going to question it. I know your palate.
Oh, yeah. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, I want Pizza Getty now.
This is traditional Irish food.
I think when you said Pizza Getty, I'm thinking Pizza Gate. Because I was like, why does Pizza Getty sound? You know, growing up, I'm trying to think. I'm curious. I'm curious like how relevant this was because we kind of were on like, we form a triangle, you, Nigel, and I. When did you move to Florida?
When I was like 15, 14.
Okay. And you were in what, Illinois before that?
Yeah.
So maybe not quite a triangle, but like LA, Canada, Florida is like a pretty big swath. McDonald's used to have like, I swear it was like 29 cent cheeseburger Tuesdays or something.
Yeah. I remember that.
They did that? Did they do that in Canada?
So. What?
Like McDonald's 29 cent cheeseburger day. It was like Tuesdays or something.
I can never remember a moment in my life in which that was ever, a cheeseburger was ever that cheap. Mm. But La Fleur.
Yeah.
Every year for a while, they would have 39 cent hot dogs, maybe.
That's pretty good.
29 cent hot, 30. For like a few months at the beginning of the year. I didn't see it this year though, so. You know,
I am
the heyday's over.
Flabbergasted by how expensive, like mid, totally mediocre, like everyone in the fucking world agrees mediocre food has gotten.
Yeah.
McDonald's, Taco Bell, Arby's. Arby's is like the king.
That was the first one that I noticed when you get like, we both got
beef
meals.
And cheddars. Yeah. Did we get meals though? I think we didn't even get fries. We got like one fry or something.
I think I got a drink. So maybe one. Yeah.
We got a lot of food at Arby's. Which was like, that was our first mistake. It should, like, my guess is it would have been high 20s.
Yeah.
Like, it was you know, you get a meal.
Or like 20.
20 is a little low. It was like $37.
Yeah.
And I have not been to Arby's since. We just straight up don't go anymore. Unbelievable. Like, it was the beef and cheddars are like, they're like $7 for the sandwich, I swear.
Well, it's like,
that's cheaper than
McDonald's.
I don't know if this
is just a thing in Ontario, because in Quebec, like I said, they all the Taco Bells are gone. But when I was here, or when I was here, when it was here, Corey and I used to go, and we would get, I think the beef burritos were like $1.50 or something.
Dude, that's like the dream.
And the what's it called? Just the beef taco was like $1.29. It was like super cheap. So Corey and I would get like 3 beef burritos and like 2 tacos and a drink, and it was like $9. So then it's gone out of Quebec, and then like 2 years later, I go to Ontario. It was $3 a taco.
Yeah,
I was like,
you're like, what is
what?
This?
So I got 3 tacos and it was like $10. Yep. And I was like,
no.
What?
Remember the dollar menu?
Dude, it's still like on there too.
Kind of, but I think you only get like a regular
you get like one French
no,
fry.
No, not even.
Oh, you can.
You get like dipping sauce.
I think the dollar menu is still on the menu, but there's nothing on it.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think this is like $1, $2, and $3, and there's nothing for $1. Like, it doesn't have, like, I'm certain that I've seen it, and I'm laughing at the fact that there was nothing on the dollar menu.
Oh, no. Buy one, and you can add one for $1.
Scam.
They used to have, like, buy one, get one deals on stuff all the time. Mm-hmm.
The only oasis in the, like, shitty food realm is Costco. That food court is dirt cheap. But you have to wade through like billions of people.
I hate Costco. You need a membership to go there.
Feels bad, man.
You don't need Kevin.
It's cheap.
You don't
it's
need a membership.
Cheap. I don't
to
want
get
a subscription
food,
to get cheap food. I'm not going to go there enough for it to be worth it.
One less person that I have to wait.
It's so far away. If I want to go to Costco, it's going to take like it's $4 in gas.
How does Sandra shop at Costco?
What do you mean? She has a membership.
Do you guys have a membership?
Yeah, but I can't use her membership.
Why?
They don't like you.
Yeah, the person has to be there.
Oh.
But Kevin, you can
you're not married.
You can buy the hot dog and stuff with no membership.
So wait. Like we went there. She took the groceries to the car and I'm like, I'm going to go get something from the food court. Number one, I didn't know that you have to show your membership for the food court now. And number two,
the outdoor one?
The outdoor one.
That's weird.
And then they wouldn't let me use hers. And I'm
this
like,
this is why people flew airplanes into the IRS building.
Yeah, I'm going to fly an airplane into Costco. You can quote me on that.
it's a pretty can short bill. I didn't know they did that. That's bullshit. Wait, so how does my membership, because I think Chelsea and I have one each. Is it it's the same membership though? If you're a household, why would they make you? You don't have to pay for two. I bet you could get a second card. You might need the same last name, though.
Probably. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, also, I mean, I was saying you could try, but I know so you're too lazy to do that.
I wonder if I could just make a counterfeit Costco card.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, well, they scan it.
At the food court? No, they don't.
Maybe
when
not.
You check out.
None of the.
There's no way they scan
it. Yeah, if you do self, you can do self checkout, but I think they scan it.
At the food court? No. Dude.
Oh, no.
Absolutely
yeah, not
should
at
make
the food
a fake Costco card for the food court.
Okay. Yeah.
No, what are they going to do? Arrest you? Like, it's Costco.
Yeah.
Dude, the Costco police, man. They'll ban you for life.
They'll never know unless we talk about it publicly.
I don't want to ever go back to Costco, man.
I got my tires. I bought tires from Costco.
It's. I hate
for my
it.
Car. I bought them.
Kevin,
and
why do you hate Costco so bad?
It's because it confuses him.
They checked like Sandra's membership 4 times while we were in the store.
In the store?
Yeah.
That's so
to get in the store, to check out, to leave the store, and then to go to the food court.
Oh, that's like 4. Yeah, that's the going in, checking out. They don't check it when you leave though. They check your receipt when you leave. There should have been 3 times.
I feel like it was 4 times.
No, it was 3 times, and one of them was a separate transaction. The two is fine.
They shouldn't check your receipt after you go through the checkout lane. I feel like a criminal. It makes me want to steal something because I bet I could get away with it.
I don't do it at Costco, but you've seen what I do at Walmart or any other store that does that, right? When do they check your receipts in Canada anywhere?
Oh, yeah. You just walk out.
They used to. Best Buy does it.
They still do it?
Yeah, Walmart used to check, but they don't.
I pretend like it's a Girl Scout cookie trying to sell me cookies, and say, no, thank you. And
then like, no, it's okay.
I go right out, and they, it works every time, and it's never caused me any problems.
Well, because you also have to keep it taken into account, too, especially at Walmart. It's like at Best Buy, they have, I would say, like official staff members who look like they're able-bodied and can run. Whereas,
yeah,
like,
but
in Walmart...
Not, I am not being... Like, they do not have the right to restrain
no,
me.
No, they
don't. And
no,
I
saying
have...
That
I've
they,
paid for it. I'll show them my receipt, but I'm not going to stop and wait for them to dig through my stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like...
The thing...
They'll look
I
you in the
I
eye
understand.
Coming out of the checkout line and say, let me see your receipt.
And I say, no, thank you.
at Best Buy, though, what I'm saying is that there's... It looks like somebody who's that's their job and they kind of look like they take it seriously. Whereas at Walmart, it's often like a retiree who it looks like if you say, no, thank you, the guy's like, eh.
Yeah.
It's like he'll just let it go. Whereas I feel like Best Buy, they're going to at least push back a little bit, which is why I'm more like, eh, whatever. And at Best Buy, probably it's like one item too. Like sometimes I get it. You're walking out with like, you know, a $600
something. But if I'm walking out with a shopping cart and everything's bagged, I clearly went through the checkout process.
Yeah.
Like, get out of my ass. Especially if there's a line of people. Like, I'm not going to wait here for 5 minutes.
That's the worst. I mean, at Costco, they go through, like, everything.
Yeah. I think it's annoying.
I don't even know.
But
why do they do that at Costco?
It's an infringement of our rights.
To be fair, it's pretty fast. I've never really had to wait more than, like, it's always less than a minute to get out of Costco usually.
That's stupid though.
Yes, I agree. But you can get a lot of toilet paper for a little bit of money.
Because at Best Buy, I think the difference is like when you go to Best Buy, you're not signing a contract. It's ridiculous if they, you know, their store's terms of service, all that stuff doesn't really matter. But I think the difference with Costco with the membership is that you do sign saying that you agree. Mm-hmm. That your bill will be checked. Yeah. So it's like you did literally sign an agreement, I think. Whereas Best Buy is, you can't, the store policy doesn't matter because
anybody can walk in.
And you can make your store policy anything you want and go, oh, we have the right to strip search you. You're like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, they can make their store policy whatever they want, but if you don't formally agree to it, it's hard to enforce anything.
Right.
But I think Costco, because you have a membership and you pay for it.
I think.
But I don't know why. What did I guess it.
It makes sense. Costco makes a lot of sense to me. Like Costco is kind of it's not a co-op, but there's like a little bit of a co-op energy where everybody pays into this like buyers program where they have buyers like negotiating and like you can get stuff at Costco for very good prices. And I think it only works when it's a little bit more like overhead or a little bit more like everybody's cooperating. Like everyone agrees to buy the same things. And they do that by having relatively limited inventory, right? Like they only have a few options of a lot of stuff where it's like you go there, you buy the thing. They don't usually go out on a limb and get weird stuff. Usually sometimes the snacks and things like that. And so, you know, you're kind of getting like, I think a more curated experience and paying for that keeps, I don't fully understand the business model, but it does make sense. Like it is a club. You are paying. It makes you value going there a little bit more. It maybe makes you buy more stuff there versus other places because you're kind of already paying for it. Like I think the tires I just bought, like I get free installation. I don't know how much that actually saves me, but it might be like $100. Do you have any idea how much tires cost to install?
To install
really
tires, it's kind
buy.
Of.
My piece of shit car, they're pretty cheap. They're like $170.
I think it's like,
bucks
really?
Each, yeah.
Because I haven't paid to install tires in a while. I just, my dad.
Does it? How does your dad do it?
Well, we have a house and he has a house and a driveway, so we just go over and do it. Usually
well,
I
you
do
put
it.
But like getting the rubber off the tire, replacing the, putting the different.
Oh, so that's the thing. So like. Like rimming, like
yo, wait,
say that
again.
Swapping
your
the tire,
dog. Swamping.
I think it's like it can't be more than like $20 a tire or something, or $30, 20 or 30.
Yeah, so like $100
To put it on and balance.
It seems like something Costco tire, would do
and then
for
the
free.
Installation is like $50 or something. I think I did it once because I have a set of summer and we have winter tires. So I just keep swapping them back and forth.
Mm.
But I think I paid once and it was like 100 and something. Yeah, so it's.
Yeah, I think there are definitely enough benefits that make sense. Like, imagine it's like a little bit like a union, like a buyer's union. It's like we all, like all these people have signed up. They've put their money where their mouth is. Mm. They're going to buy things more in bulk. They get a discount. You got to deal with a bunch of people getting free samples and then clogging the aisles up. Like, it makes sense.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You drank the Kool-Aid. Well, you said it.
The Costco Kool-Aid.
What does it mean?
It's cheaper there.
What does it mean? Oh, not what does it mean? Where did the saying come from? To put your money where your mouth is.
Talking. Like it's like big talk. I don't know where it came from, but like it's literally. I think it's pretty literal, right? Like I could kick your ass. I could do this. I could do that. And it's like, okay, prove it. Like, don't just say things.
But I'm saying. But put your money where your mouth
it's
is.
It's words.
No, there's got to be some background.
No, it's not. What? No. What's the origin?
No, I think that's basically it. Yeah. I think it's kind of. There's no like.
Yeah. I think it's just literal. Backstory. Like it's like saying prove it.
It sounds stupid.
No, yeah. But it's like saying like I could. You know, it's like a bet, right? It's like you could talk big, but are you willing to like stake something on it?
You know, people actually bet now.
It'll be like, if I'm wrong, I'll kill myself. and then they're wrong and they don't. Yeah. Right. And then you're sitting there and you're like, well, you were wrong. And you're like, oh, yeah, but like now you got to put your money. Yeah. Put the muzzle where your temple is.
Woohoo.
I think what's your go-to fast food right now, Nigel? Taco Bell? I bounce between a couple.
We don't have Taco Bell here.
But when you fall asleep and you dream of fast food, what do you dream of?
Arby's.
Honestly, I don't really dream of any fast food.
What do you dream about, Nigel? Who do you dream about?
The food. Okay. So like, probably more a type of food I like, you know, if like Pizzagetti. I never get it, but I think about it sometimes.
It sounds like some sort
pizza,
of thing.
Pizzagetti.
I think
you
it's
gotta get
gate.
It.
I think it's just Pizzagetti. Mm-hmm. When you say Pizzagetti, it's some sort. I can't shake this weird.
I think the food that I think about a lot and also get a lot is just Korean food.
I like Korean food. The people, though. They're great. They're just as good as the food.
And Indian food. But it's not really fast food.
Do you cook at all? No. I know you don't. But I'll let you answer
Does it count, like, if you put noodles in water and boil it?
I mean, yeah, kind of.
And put some salt on it?
Do you cook eggs?
I don't consider that cooking.
That's absolutely probably...
Answer the question.
I would say that's the bare bones of cooking. If you cook
Nigel's
eggs,
so good
you
at deflecting.
He is so good. At I know. He's like a Teflon coated pan for cooking omelets.
That's never been used.
No.
Oh my God, a brand
new
Teflon pan.
Yeah, there's no scratches.
Nobody
in it.
Used the single metal utensil on it.
I make eggs, but I also have a weird thing where I don't like eggs, but I still order them and I eat them.
I go through phases. I just, you know,
I could eat eggs every day.
I don't dislike them. But I don't like eggs.
Why? What part of the egg do you not like?
I don't
know. Crunchy bit?
The texture and the taste.
Oh my God, that's like the whole thing.
You know when Alan and
But it's not offensive.
Okay,
I just
hard boiled, scrambled, over easy, over medium. What's the worst of those?
None of them are bad. They're just solidly mediocre.
I don't like runny eggs.
I get sunny side up when I go to like a breakfast place because I like to break it on the bread.
What the fuck, Nigel? I'm gonna lose my mind. You don't like eggs, but you get them in arguably the most likely to be hated methodology of cooking.
Oh yeah,
like partially raw.
Like
yeah.
Okay, no, continue. I'm sorry for interrupting your absolute deranged.
So if I basically like a what I don't pop like. It and just
oozes
what,
out.
What I, correct, but you if you have it on bread, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's pretty. I agree good. With you. Put you. Pepper and salt with bread. But like scrambled eggs alone, most of the time I order them. When I make them a bit, they're a bit better. But when you order them, they're often like a little bit slimy, I find, at a lot of breakfast places.
Greasy, yeah. This is greasy.
It's like greasy, but like, I don't know. It's like they're just not
okay.
Good. The flavor's fine, and I think they taste decent. But it's like I've never had eggs and thought, wow, I'm so glad I got eggs. I'm going to order this again. It's always just like, okay.
Wow, that was some slimy eggs.
But when I go to a, and this also ties into the fact that I generally, for the most part, think that most breakfast food is poopy.
Oh, wow. We have completely differing. Yeah. I'm so flustered and flabbergasted right now that I can't even.
I also don't believe that breakfast food. I don't believe in the concept of breakfast.
You know,
food.
If you were in this room with me right now, you would. I would be fighting you. To the
yeah,
point.
Those are fighting words.
Fighting words.
Yeah,
breakfast is the best meal of the day. I think
I might go make a waffle after this.
Dinner is okay,
no,
okay.
Waffles are good.
I would like
waffles
to clarify. You were talking about waffles earlier today.
Yeah.
When you say waffles make a really waffle, good. Kevin.
Yeah.
Can you describe the process?
Defrost an Eggo.
No. Okay. Hey, Sandra, you got a package? Is that for me?
Don't deflect, Kevin. Tell us how you're making the waffle because I'm. I would
hey,
like
Sandra.
To know.
Sandra, tell Will how you make the waffle.
No, I would no. Kevin said he's making a waffle.
Okay, it's mix.
Oh,
it takes me a long time.
You are actually making it from a.
If you actually
cooking it. You're actually cooking it.
Yeah, I cook it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I use pre-made pancake
batter. That's
fine.
Batter. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's still better.
Then,
I thought
you know the box
you put
says
Eggo
like,
in the toaster.
It gives you the ingredients in six serving portion. Mm-hmm. Then I have to do math every time I want to make a waffle, and it takes forever.
You could just make six servings of waffle. What? So
you can make six, freeze it, and then.
No, it's not the same. You got to get them fresh out of the waffle iron.
Could you do that? Could you freeze a puck of batter and put it in the waffle maker?
Oh, probably. Oh, so it like defrosts as it cooks.
I think something would happen that is not good, but I think it might work well enough that it would be worth doing.
I think, yeah, especially if you did it in like big, like round pucks, you could just put on the entire waffle maker instead of just like a small puck. You want it to be like wide and flat.
Kevin, you can just freeze.
This is a good idea. I'm going to try that.
You can just freeze the waffle, and I swear it's like 85% as good.
That's a whole 15% Nigel. I thought you were a chemist.
I'm not going to lie.
If I wanted 85% waffles, I would just buy them from a store.
That's true.
Are you telling me you don't like pancakes? You hate pancakes?
I like pancakes. Actually, Sandra and I were talking about pancakes earlier. What kind of pancakes do you like?
I like.
Can you classify the different pancakes?
Yes. Yeah, so
wait, should I want? I want to add one thing.
Okay.
Pancakes and waffles are good. All the
are
other
you saying
breakfast
that you
food.
You hate what's another breakfast food that's not pancakes? Bread.
Yeah.
You're saying you hate bread.
No, like I think every time I go to a place and they're like, oh, we
biscuits.
Have a breakfast wrap. Trash. Anything, I think
biscuits
sausage in sandwiches is kind of trash.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of sausage.
So like sausages with breakfast.
Bacon.
It's just kind of bad.
Bacon's good.
Yeah.
Bacon, but bacon's not it's not just breakfast. You can have bacon at any time of the day. Like a pure bacon strip is arbitrarily decided that you can only do that at breakfast, but you can have bacon on other things at any time of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's a not.
You're right. You know, there's no other meals that just come with a side of bacon except for.
There's no rules about when you can smoke crack either.
That's a lunchtime thing.
Don't do it before bed. Okay, here's my take. I cook breakfast every single day. The eggs I make at home are like an order of magnitude better than most of the eggs I get at restaurants. And that pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, I think most restaurants are just making. My eggs are not good. They're not the greatest eggs ever. Restaurants butcher eggs.
Yeah.
They butcher.
Yeah, that's probably
them.
The problem.
How do they make scrambled eggs that are hard
oil,
and slimy at the same
oil
time?
Oil and not paying attention. Like, if they're just a ton of oil.
Yeah.
They're not paying attention. They overcook them. They turn into like this greasy, like kind of like weird textured
Yeah.
It's not.
They pick up like all the other flavors from the grill, like the grilled onions that have just been like
that might make it better,
festering on the grill.
What I do.
Okay. I'm actually going back on my hate for eggs a little
Thank
bit.
Thank you. Thank you.
No.
You're not going to say hate them more.
No. It's because the reason is that almost most of the time that I make eggs for myself or someone makes them or whatever, it's not complemented by anything. Mm. It's just kind of like very simple. So you almost are just eating eggs.
You got to salt them too.
But
salt helps.
Oh yeah, of course. But I meant it's like when I've gone in some breakfast places, you do have like, you know, hash, like you have like potatoes, you have bread sometimes, you have like a bit of meat. You have stuff to like balance it
you
out.
Got a glass of water with some weird shit dried to the side of it.
Yeah. Which does make it better. But I don't know. As I'm thinking more, I definitely don't hate eggs. They're just always solidly okay.
Okay. Do you like, are you okay with a sunny side up that is not like, not the whites that are kind of runny on the outside?
Not the whites.
So but if
what
it's
do you mean?
Just
so
a yolk, like, that's.
It usually is,
that's
isn't
what it? Is. That's what it is, right?
Yeah, I mean.
I don't like any runniness.
Even the white. The yolk,
no.
The yellows,
no,
the
it's like a raw egg. Might as well just crack it open and sip it right there at the table, you know?
Yeah.
You eat the shell afterwards.
Right.
You sicko.
What's wrong with that?
It's gross. I don't know. I just think that eggs are.
You got to put bread into it.
I've done it a couple times. It tastes all right, but I just prefer it to be solid.
Completely solid.
Yeah.
Like rock solid. Do you like the yellows turning gray?
I like, when I hard boil them. That's the best. When they get chalky, you can almost like draw.
Stop! I can't listen. It's like my childhood. Eat your gray egg, you little shit. No! I'll tell you the secret to eggs. Mm. You know, when I was a kid, I would try to make omelets, right? I'm like, my name's Chef. I'm this little fucking Swedish boy with blonde hair.
Okay.
You know, the I'm not elaborating.
One of those
anymore.
Like hats with the things. Yeah. Was your hair blonde?
It was.
Wow.
Turbo blonde. And I would use a cast iron pan and I'd put eggs. I try to make scrambled eggs. And the amount of work it took to clean the pan because of how baked onto it the eggs were. And I like eventually realized that like cast iron pans, this is gonna piss so many people off. Cast iron pans are like kind of shit. For anything that you're basically not deep frying.
Hmm. Oh, with a bunch of oil.
I love cast iron pans, but holy shit, if you're not making the greasiest food ever, like it stuff just sticks so easily.
Oh boy.
Like the only way you can make eggs in a cast iron pan.
I'm not reading these comments.
No, make sure you wash it with soap and water.
It's all about heat control, Will. You just gotta have the heat right.
Cast iron's great because if you get the heat right, it like coasts.
Yeah.
But what you have to do when making eggs, even on a nonstick pan, especially like when your nonstick pan starts like getting a little senile, you just don't touch the eggs. That's it. Avoid mixing them too much.
On a cast iron?
On anything. Cast iron, you don't touch them at all. Cast iron, you want to like bake them or fry them.
Okay.
Like if you're doing sunny side up eggs, you can fry them in a cast iron.
It's hard because it'll start to burn them pretty quickly. If the heat's too low, they'll stick.
No, that's why you don't touch them. You put a layer of oil down and you don't touch them.
Yeah.
Because the instant you disperse that oil layer, they're sticking. I've been actually making omelets, like proper omelets recently.
Okay.
And the secret, the way I do it, is you have to put exactly you do not put too much egg in the omelet or in the pan. So like a 12-inch pan that we have, I put two eggs.
Okay.
That's just two eggs.
So is that like a thin layer on the pan, or do you do it like
thin layer?
Okay.
I don't stir them at all. I don't. The more you disturb the layer of oil,
fluff it up.
Pre-mix. Yeah. So what I do, this is the steps to make the perfect omelet. Number one, if you don't fucking hate yourself, you use a nonstick pan. And I swear to God, if someone in your life sees you using a metal utensil on it, they need to beat the crap out of you or stab you with the metal utensil. If I ever see somebody using a metal utensil on one of my nonstick pans, I'll actually fucking kill them. It's a threat. A serious threat.
A promise.
You should get some better quality ones.
If you use metal on nonstick pan, I will fucking kill you. Mine.
I just
Yours,
buy the,
I don't care.
Okay, I just buy the cheap nonstick pans and
I'm
use
just
metal.
Joking.
Don't use metal on asshole!
Kevin, don't... Why don't you just use like a silicone
thingy?
You put a thing of butter down. like a fucking tablespoon, no, teaspoon, you know, teaspoons of butter is fine.
Yeah.
You just spread it evenly, you know, mix it. I usually, before I do that, I fry some stuff in there, like some onions and some like little cut up sausage or something to make it more nice. And then I take all that stuff and I put it in a separate bowl. I dump it in a separate bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put a thing of butter in. I let the butter spread out. I pour the eggs on. I don't fucking touch them.
Okay. What about when do you touch them? When it starts, like,
you never touch them.
You never touch them.
And then you
them?
Pour the pre-cooked stuff in the middle of the omelet, maybe some cheese on top of it. And then with your spatula, it's not metal.
Yeah.
I use like a silicone, like kind of like a cake decorating ones, like the like just rubbery yeah. things.
Yeah, like the triangle ones?
No, we have one that's kind of like a spoon and then one's like your classic frosting spreader.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
then
yeah,
you,
yeah.
You get, you like have the pan handle facing towards you. You put the ingredients that you're adding into the omelet on top of the eggs after the eggs have cooked for like, you know, 20, 30 seconds. You spread that in a straight line perpendicular to the handle. And then after it's kind of like, you know, I would say 2/3 cooked, you get your spatula under the egg pancake that's closest to the handle.
Okay.
And you kind of lift it and you start kind of like shoving the pan forward. You kind of do like that like yeah. kind of yeah, shove like, it. You like lift and you lift the pan up. And you kind of, with the spatula, flick. So you don't want to lift with the spatula. You want to like flick. Because if you just lift with the spatula, you start tearing the egg layer.
Yeah, yeah. So and then the eggs like run through. The uncooked eggs run through.
You got to get energy into the egg by lifting the pan and the spatula. You kind
An
of
engineer's
like,
perspective on making eggs.
And then
eggs.
It's still like a little bit undercooked. It's rolled up.
Yeah.
And you just fucking turn the pan off and let it sit.
What if it doesn't cook all the way in the inside? Then
it
it's gonna
does.
Be goopy.
You just let it. It's not fucking goopy if you do it right. You just do this.
Maybe
Kevin
put the lid on
fears,
it.
And Kevin fears the goo.
Put the lid on
it's
it.
It's the best fucking omelet I've ever. Like no restaurant, very few restaurants that I go to like has an omelet that is like cooked right, mm-hmm. not just like scrambled eggs that they folded in half.
Yeah, so, that's the worst. Wait, they like mix the stuff in the scrambled eggs.
Yeah,
scramble it and then just like.
Yeah.
Cut it
and it's like 400 eggs, and so it's like way too thick.
So many. Yeah. That's why I never get eggs at a restaurant or omelets at a restaurant.
So my biggest thing is generally across the board, I don't like soft food, which is just texture wise, which is why I'm not a big fan of eggs. But that's why if I have sunny
have
side
tried
up
eating
with,
them with
like
the shell
crispy,
on?
No, but if I have sunny side up with crispy toast, I like it because I have like a crunch
texture balance.
But I find when it's just like a omelets I never liked because it's just a huge amount of like mushiness.
What do you put in them though? Like, and you put, is it something in the omelet or is it just eggs?
I've never made an omelet because
it's hard.
I've also never had one that I liked.
I challenge you to an omelet.
The flavor can. The flavor
fuck you up, bro. I do this
no
every day.
Way.
I just bought a brand new nonstick pan after like 2.5 years.
I just got some new eggs.
That's
the flavor can be fine. The flavor can be fine. It's just the mush inherent like softness of eggs that I need something like if I have toast, if I can put it on toast, I'm sure I'll like it. The flavor's good. It's the texture. That's why I don't like sausage.
Do you like Gushers?
Because it's just very soft. Sorry?
Did you have Gushers growing up?
I didn't. I don't. I never liked gummy candy very much.
Because I mean, an egg is basically just a Gusher.
You know what I like in an omelet? Like a nice sear on the outside of the egg.
That's how Chelsea likes it too. So
you know, because then it's like it's soft on the inside, but you have like this like almost crust aspect to it.
I
actually agree with that.
Wait, we never talked about pancakes.
Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Oh, the best pancakes?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so here's like my, one of my top tier pancakes. It's not my favorite pancake, but it's like a solid pancake you can make at home. It's oatmeal pancakes.
With yes. Oat flour?
No, with whole oats in them.
Okay.
So it's okay. It's not like your freaking hippie bullshit. It genuinely is like a different pancake experience. You soak oats in milk for like 15 minutes.
Ooh.
And then you just make pancakes as normal, but you like replace some of the liquids and some of the stuff with it. This is recipes online that I follow.
Yeah.
And you end up with kind of a like heartier pancake. It's a different pancake than your classic pancake. I'm a huge fan of like good classic pancakes. I don't make them enough to like do a good job. I think the premixes might be the way to do it. You definitely don't want to overmix them though. You get problems then. You kind of want to like minimally mix your pancake batter.
Really?
Yeah. Or you'll get like, you know, just, I don't know how to describe it. It's just like weird, not ideal.
Okay.
Pancakes are good though. And they're that's, I think cast iron's better for pancakes. You get like a more even heat with those. They're just like a little bit too much.
You know, like when you go to a restaurant and you get like almost the really thick pancakes, they're the size of the whole plate and there's almost like no structure to them. Like if you tried picking up the pancake, it would fall apart.
Yeah.
And then it's like also kind of floury and starchy gritty. Still.
Yeah, I don't like
yeah, it's like it like coats your mouth. You need like water with every sip because it's just like almost undercooked. I don't know what it is, but I hate those.
It could be
pancakes.
Like overmixed. It could be like I don't make into pancakes enough to like be a talk about pancakes.
You know the McDonald's
much?
Breakfast style pancake?
Yeah.
Where they're like, I like that style, but like a good version of that. You know, maybe where they're like a little bit like, yeah, but also like a little bit denser too.
As that, what you just described, I was going to say, my favorite pancakes are probably the ones my mom makes or whatever recipe she has. Growing up, I used to follow that. I used to make pancakes myself and waffles. Waffles are more annoying because you have to use the iron thing. As a kid, I think my mom didn't trust me. But the pancakes, why I said like yes to oatmeals, because she uses, I don't know what it's like, bran and a bunch of stuff in it. So the pancakes have some sort of wheat or oat part of it. I don't know. But they're also very dense. So like Kevin just said, they look kind of like the McDonald's ones, except they're heavy and have substance to them. So they're pretty filling. Whereas I never liked the McDonald's one that much because it's like they're just like air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you like touch them and they fall apart.
Yeah, they're like very like spongy.
They have a good mouthfeel though.
The sugar makes everything taste good.
They're designed to soak up all of that. Yeah,
It's like aerogel.
What's this episode about? Because we've just been rambling
talking about food and making food because fucking eating out's too expensive.
Okay.
Wait, Kevin, weren't you supposed to talk about something?
I already ordered the silicone. It's fine.
Oh. you're over it?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to... Why isn't there any good fast food? Like, you know, like Indian food or like, you know, like a hot pot fast food.
What do you mean fast food?
Like drive-thru.
You like a nice hot pot of liquid through a drive-thru.
No, it could be like a dry hot pot, you know, but just like, I don't know.
I think Japan was closer to that where there was a lot of places you could get in and out of really quickly. They just like, don't do it here. Like here's my take on food. In America.
So I just want to say here, probably the closest we have is a place called Thai Express. So it's all Thai food cooked on a wok, but it's like fast food style Thai, but you can get like a pad Thai and all, like, you know. But
how fast though?
It is all it's like 5 minutes, a few minutes maybe. And when they cook it, it's over like they have like the super hot pan, so there's like fire that shoots up in the air, so it has some legitimacy. But yeah, that's our closest to that type of food that's fast.
I think most I think most Thai food is done in the wok. Like,
yeah, it's a classic, like the super hot.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of surface area. Wok. You get it really hot, so you get like that. Do they call it wok hay? Wok hay. I don't know what that means. It's spelled like hay, H-A-Y. But it's like a slightly burned. It's like hotter. Mm. Like you can't, if you use a wok on a stove, you just can't get there. Even on a propane burner. Now you can kind of do it on a propane burner. Like you need like a lot of heat. I mean, it's like you an obscene like number.
Blasting fire.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a furnace. Wok, hey, H-E-I. I've seen it spelled all sorts of different ways. Breath of wok, distinct charred smoky flavor resulting in stir frying. So it's like a subtle char. It's almost like a surface level third degree burn.
Yeah, yeah.
But my opinion on food is nobody sells cheap food like you see in other countries. They sell you twice as much food as you want to buy for more money.
Oh yeah, what's that about? You know,
it's like they're increasing the average transactional price to make more money, and it ends up just making going out to eat way too expensive, and you get way too much food. Where I'd rather have it be less expensive and get less food.
I think that all the time.
And most people probably feel that way. It's like, maybe they feel like they got ripped off. Like if they didn't walk into a restaurant and leave like stuff to the brim, your average American is like, that place doesn't, this
what
cheap.
What a rip.
They don't give you enough food. And then you walk into the Olive Garden and they give you like, you know, like a 5 gallon bucket full of the most mediocre pasta you've ever had in your life. You're like, that's fucking sick.
Yeah.
I love Italian food.
Red Lobster, all you can eat cheesy biscuits.
I love French food.
Yeah.
Like it's you just end up with way too much. Like Chelsea and I went to get breakfast the other day and we got,
I love leftovers, so I like that.
That's the only benefit. I got Thai food the other day and I got two things. It was $40 and it was just two to go entrees.
Yeah, we just got Chinese food. It was like $19 for beef and broccoli.
Red curry.
Hello.
Red curry with white rice and then like pad thai or something. It was $40 and I'm like, that's fucked.
Well, I think it was so expensive because we did Uber. So it was
I picked it up.
Yeah, that's nuts.
My ass Ubered it to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
Uber
even like eating
so
at restaurants
cost.
Anymore.
I'm such a cheap ass dude.
Yeah.
Maybe like, you know, 5 years ago when in the YouTube heyday when I was getting lots of views and lots of money, I would have done it. But now I got to drive myself to the Thai restaurant.
I just don't like the fact that they're, you know, having one over on me by charging me so much for food.
I think that they have to.
I mean, for the driver, it makes sense.
Oh, for Uber, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But also in general.
Dude, that driver really is not doing anything. Uber's doing all the hard work.
I'm a big fan of those like lunch deals at some restaurants. You know, like there's
the lunch
that
special. That's what food should be. The lunch special. Like the $13 lunch special.
Yeah, where it's like a meal, right? And it comes with like a drink, like a side.
Like a little salad, like a little thing.
It's at that Asian place near us.
Which one? Oh, don't say it though. Yeah. Because then they'll know where we live.
It's there's a bunch of them though.
Okay.
So there's this but there's not that
Panda?
Many of them. No. It's three words.
McDonald's. Oh, yeah.
The one that we live right next to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in our backyard.
Yes, that one. The one we actually live in it. In the attic.
I want Chinese food now.
Chinese, you know what? When you say Chinese food, I don't want Chinese food, but if it's good Chinese food, I want Chinese food. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Not that like super saucy American Chinese food.
There's a place here I would love to talk about if it didn't give away exactly where we lived. You know what I'm talking about? The Las Vegas Strip.
Yes.
The
yeah. Classic Chinese restaurant, but oh boy, the interior decoration is nuts.
This town is saturated with old white people.
There's about 9 or 10 sushi restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah, within 10 miles.
And you know,
5 miles.
Old white people hate is anything that isn't the most bland ass, boring Americanized.
Yeah. There was one sushi restaurant with a train, right? Sushi train.
Yeah, and they got rid of it.
Or something, they got rid of it.
They killed the train. I know. Just like America. No more trains. Sad. Sad.
A lot of the interesting restaurants
bad
around here went out of
sad.
Business.
I want to start an interesting restaurant.
There was like that Mexican restaurant, you know, like the fancy one. Lasted like 4 months.
Oh, that place sucked though.
No, it was really good.
Really?
Really good.
When we went there, I thought it was like sucked and it was expensive.
Really?
And it was empty.
It was expensive and it was empty, but yeah. I thought it was great.
I want to open a restaurant. I don't know how much money that costs. I definitely think it's too much money and that I don't have. I think I could do it. I don't think I would be. I think you need a chef. I mean, when I say chef, I don't mean a guy in the back cooking. You need someone who's like running the actual chef menu. I think running a restaurant is probably minimum 2-person job. Like you have someone, you have the back end and the front end, like programming, right? You've got someone who is.
That's literally how they do it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Like when I say I'm running a restaurant, I'm not saying that I'm going to be the executive chef. Like there is a collaboration to come to.
Yeah, you don't want to have to be the guy that's cooking the food, but you want to come up with the idea.
Yeah, but your chef doesn't cook the food. Your chef is like managing the menu, right? And then the chef, you know,
how nice of a restaurant are we talking about?
Like fucking Waffle House.
Oh, I don't think that they have.
Why are you laughing, John? They have the Waffle House absolutely has a chef. They work in an office building, though. Taco Bell, dude. Taco Bell has an executive chef.
Yeah, yeah.
They work in a lab where they
probably have a whole team.
They figure out how much cardboard they can put in the ground before people notice.
How much cartilage?
Yeah. Robert Webb is the head chef of Waffle House. So like,
I've never seen him back there before.
That's because he doesn't work at the fucking Waffle House,
Mr. Chef.
He works at the corporate office. Look up Waffle House corporate office. I ain't never seen you at my Waffle House. Corporate office of Waffle House is in God, what?
Georgia.
What, God forbid, is Georgia?
Norcross, Georgia.
So they have, look, zoom in on it. What does it look like?
It better look like a really big Waffle House.
Dude, it's not. It's going to look like a boring ass office building. It's like a black building, 3-story building. And it is just some corporate office that probably has a kitchen, some other crap in it, where they test one recipe they release every 5 years.
They're like, all right, chef, we have 6 ingredients and you have to make as many dishes as you can out of this.
Like, chef, we're going to replace some of the flour with sand. It's your job. And so like you plan it out. I think, you know, running OpenSauce has kind of given me a little bit of insight into like how you work as a team to run a restaurant. It's like you have the front end of the restaurant, which is like the customer experience, the business side, the, you know, what are the prices? Why are the prices? Like you don't just run in and say, I'm going to make good food and then profit. Like that's not how it works.
I mean, that's probably how 50% of restaurants are.
Yeah.
Like,
and they don't.
Or how they're started.
How many restaurants like collapse? Within like the first year.
It's like 75%.
It's absurd.
It's like, yeah.
You want to Google it? How many restaurants collapse in first year?
What,
or fail?
What
how
I think
many
is,
restaurants fail?
What I think is interesting for me is like, you know, having to start YouTube and not realizing it was a business.
60%.
You know, like you like started YouTube and a year or two in, you're like, wait, this is a business?
Yeah. You like stumble into
but
a business,
it's like,
yeah.
Yeah, and it's like you start running it for a while, but I remember before that, I thought the stat like that, 60% of restaurants fail, like, you know, like 75% of businesses are like die in the first few years or something. In my head, I was always like, oh, wow, that's just, I thought it was like uncontrollable. You know what I mean? Like just a stat, like, you get cancer, like that's just,
it's,
you do what
it's,
you can do.
Someone
but
said,
it's,
put
it's
your money
happen.
Where your mouth is, and they died.
But it's just like once I stumbled into running a business, you're like, wait, you actually have a lot of control and a lot of businesses fail.
Most,
just
it's literally
managed.
60%. That is most businesses.
No, I'm saying
in the first year, and 80 will fail within the
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah. But I'm just saying when you see some businesses, like how they're run, because over the years I got like glimpses of how businesses are being run. You're like, oh, they fail because the manager is crazy.
Yeah.
Like the guy running it has like the weirdest ideas. And I know this because like renting an office space or a commercial space, you see the tenants that come and go and you hear the problems they're having and you're like, oh, this makes sense.
Yeah.
It'd be like, oh, this one tenant's gone because he tried to fight the landlord.
Dude, they'll let anyone start a business.
But you're just like, why? And the guy's like, oh, he's threatening the landlord. So it's like, You know, the police came and arrested him.
What's the story?
I'm making this up. This didn't happen. I was like, I want to hear more about this. It's loosely based on reality. But like when you rent a commercial
space. Fight the landlord.
When you rent a commercial space, especially in a building in our first office where there's like many, many, many tenants, it was like some stuff that we saw happen. We're like, oh yeah, this totally makes sense because people are crazy.
I saw
fights almost happen.
What are you fucking renting a place at the Waffle House headquarters?
I was renting a place that was in, I will say, not, it wasn't, I argue to this day, it's not a bad part of town.
that literally means it's a bad part of town.
But to give you an idea, two things happened on that street. One, it was like a few months after we were there. There was a drive-by shooting, and I went, oh, yeah, that's fine. That's at the end of the street. That was nowhere near us.
Wait, I remember Reggie's friend telling me about this.
So, yeah, maybe. There was a drive-by shooting. I didn't witness it, but I was apparently, I don't know, I must have missed it. The other one was, I guess this isn't as bad, but there was a massive police raid on people during COVID were having rave parties on the street. So the cops were busting
on the street.
So like in a building, sorry, okay. On our street.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a horrible. It's not a bad area, but
this drive-bys and illegal raves.
Basically, the building I was in.
You know, raves happen like abandoned buildings, Nigel.
Yeah, it's because it was an industrial area. The building I was in, though. the area that I was in. Or the building, the landlord would literally rent to anybody.
Well, I mean, yeah, as long as you have money, right?
Kevin,
he's a good
Kevin,
businessman.
Who
do you not want him to rent to? Give me your list of people he shouldn't rent to.
I went in, and tell me if this is a responsible landlord duty. Basically, he was renting a space in his office. It was actually where, all the tenants, it was his management office in that building for all the other tenants. And he had two rooms extra. So I went in and went, oh, these look like pretty good rooms. Right next door was his office. Right. So it's like, it's in his space. So
same front door.
It's the same door. So he was like, when you leave, you have to lock it because it's like, then you're leaving our office unlocked. So I was like, yeah, I can do that. He's like, okay, cool. And then he goes, well, what do you do? Like, what do you plan to do with, like, you know, the rooms? And I remember I was like, I run a YouTube channel. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. And I just showed him
the
YouTube channel.
No, that's the way to do it.
No, but Kevin, he swiped up. And this was in 2018, so that I didn't have that many videos. He swiped up and, like, recently the video it landed on was turning my pee into a sweetener. and he clicked on it. He clicked on the pee video and he's like, oh, that's interesting. And then he got out and then he scrolled down and he saw something else with like fire. And he's like, oh, you do stuff with fire? I'm like, well, not that often. And he goes, I have a question for you. And he's like, do you ever do anything with fire where the flames touch the ceiling? And I was like, no. And he goes, yeah, because if that happens, the sprinklers go off. And I was like, no, I don't do that. He goes, okay, you're good. That was it. That was the entire, and I had full access to like their office and everything. And it's like his only question was, will you make fire that reaches the ceiling? And guess what? I was there at that office for a year. He never once asked me a single question or bothered me in any
way.
This
is an extremely practical man.
Did he own the building?
I think so.
Oh, he wanted you to burn it down.
I would sometimes be in my working and I could hear him on the phone doing business. Like he was right there and he did not care. And I built a whole lab. He didn't even know I was going to build a lab. And I remember one day, it was at like 8 p.m. I thought no one was in the office. I'm like doing something. So the door, normally I kept the door shut. I turn around, he's just behind me. And I was like shocked because he had never seen the lab. So he didn't even know a lab was built. And he's behind me. And I'm like, oh God, he's going to ask about the lab. But he looks at me and goes,
you got any of that piss?
No, he literally
sweet Will, boy.
I'm kind of
literally
thirsty.
The entire conversation was, "Hey, do you have your key?" And I'm like, "Yeah, why?" He's like, "Oh, I forgot my key, so I need someone to lock the door behind me." And I'm like, "Okay." And he's like, "Yeah, I'm leaving now. Can you lock the door?" So I did. He didn't even ask about the lab. He didn't.
You're like the one tenant that probably paid him on month every time. You think he's going to give you shit?
He did not care at all. And I was like, yo, this guy. And to be fair, I didn't give him any problems and I always paid on time. So
that,
you know.
I bet you is like, I've never landlorded and I hope I never do. Yeah. That's probably 99% of the like a tenant is like, if they never bother you and they always pay on time, it's like, leave them alone.
I think now in hindsight, he said something like, he was like, "Oh, hey, nice place. Anyway, is your key?" Like, he literally didn't ask why there's a fume hood, there's chemicals.
That guy,
like, right next to his office.
Know. That guy is a veteran. That guy has seen shit. We couldn't even imagine in our wildest dreams.
He didn't even question anything.
That
he's
means
like, oh,
he's
meth
probably
lab, anyway.
Seen dead bodies in his units before.
It's just in his mind. In his mind, it's kind of like, could be a meth lab, could not be. I'm not asking, because then that's my problem.
No, yeah. He knows so it's just not a meth lab because he's probably seen a meth lab before. He knows what a meth lab looks like.
I'm just saying, you're right. He's probably so experienced that he's like, any question is just further liability on me.
Right.
Where he's like, up until right now, I can always claim I did not know what was going on.
I did not know.
I did not know. Whereas he asked one question. Loses his legal defense.
I want to talk about the food I would have at my restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of restaurant would it be?
It would be the Waffle House. I was thinking of calling it Waffle Home. I'm not even joking.
Nice.
I'm not sure you can franchise one here because it's probably too far away from their supply chain.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think it would make sense any other way. They probably wouldn't even let you. Would they sue you if you made a restaurant called Waffle Home and it was just like a knockoff of the Waffle House?
Waffle Home.
What I want, I want to be able to go to a place that serves food. Pay them like a $10 and get like a coffee,
yeah,
a bunch of like pancakes or waffles, maybe like two eggs. I'm not even asking for meat products here. I'm asking for like a sub $10. I want to go on like a cheap ass date with my wife to like a little diner, like a cafe.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I can if I
you
want to.
You get a burger. It's just like a regular size burger.
No burgers. We go In-N-Out style. We minimize the menu.
Minimize. Okay.
Full
like,
reduction.
Like Waffle
like a
House.
Turtle, like it's cold outside.
Yeah,
it just sucks
hash
in.
Browns.
Yeah, maybe. Hmm. I think maybe hash
browns are
know.
Weirdly okay. expensive though.
Yeah, because it's probably one of those
what's expensive
hash browns.
You mean a
hash
potato browns. Is expensive? They yeah. It costs like 12 cents for a potato.
What do they call that?
You can go. Do you go to Walmart? You can get like 24 of them for like $8 or something.
24 potatoes.
Well, no. So like the hash browns,
yeah,
literally like they taste like the McDonald's ones. You just throw them in an air fryer and that's it.
What do they call the, like when a hash brown is really expensive and it shouldn't be at a restaurant? Like everything's cheap.
Oh, a lot. Sorry. It's the opposite of a loss.
It's the opposite
leader.
Of a loss leader. What is that? Google. What's the opposite
like
of a loss leader?
It's like how they make all the money on drinks, right?
Yeah. Opposite of God.
What's the opposite of
mine? Loss leader. The opposite
gain follower.
Gain follower. Gain leader. That can't be. That's horrible. I hate that. Gain leader.
It has to be the opposite.
The hash brown has to be a gain leader.
Yeah, it's hash browns and drinks.
I would try to keep the menu as simple as possible. I love the idea of going somewhere that is just high volume, low price.
Wait, that's like the exact
opposite.
Idea that I've been having.
That's
too.
Costco.
It's just it's a restaurant.
The idea or the opposite?
No, it's the exact same. So, yeah, it's just called cheap food, and it's literally just priced. It's a volume, dude. It's like it's good food priced like a little bit. It's like right at the margins, and the goal is to just like get as many
get
people in as possible.
You probably have to
possible.
Like get rid of the seating too. You charge for seating.
No, I don't even know if there would be seating. It would probably just you come up and you get food to like take home. Maybe it's like a meal. Kind of thing too.
I think you could do the whole thing with a kitchen that's like the size of a shipping container, and then the entire rest of it is just outdoor seating.
I also added an idea. It's like, could you save money, for example, like Taco Bell, instead of them assembling your taco, they just give you the hard shell taco, some lettuce and like and beef. You have to put it together yourself, so it's just like instant service. They just have a thing that just like it just delivers each individual thing. Like there's no requirement. No assembly. Well, you assembly required on your part.
That's the restaurant name. Assembly required.
Oh, hey, that's pretty good.
I think Cheap Food's kind of a shitty name, honestly. I like Waffle Home better.
maybe.
Or Waffle Park, or like how do you do Trailer Park in Waffles?
Waffle trailer, and it's a trailer.
Waffle the waffle trailer.
I was gonna say that, like, could you do everything
out of an RV, like make a food truck first?
I think you totally could. Yeah.
Yeah. And just do it like same letters, black letters on a yellow truck, waffle trailer.
Waffle trailer. I just want some place, like in my mind, I just want like a consistently good, simple, and inexpensive place. I know that is what everybody else wants, and that me saying that out loud sounds stupid, but every single breakfast place is like, it's just sort of mediocre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not Waffle House.
But for some fucking reason, the Waffle House just slaps.
It does. It's just like, it feels like real ingredients. They don't try anything too crazy.
I don't even think it's what Denny's wishes it was.
It just tastes like something that you made at home.
And it's so cheap that even if it's shit, you don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. Denny's is too much. I think they get all of their ingredients from just like, you know, I think half the stuff is like pre-made or something. Like, I don't even know.
Are the fights at Waffle House a positive or a negative?
A positive. How do we get fights at the Waffle Trailer?
It's like a ticket system and you give two people the same ticket or something?
I was thinking discounts if you win.
Oh, okay. It's like a siren goes off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Purge, but just in the like the 100 square feet that is the Waffle.
Yeah, maybe it's trailer. Like a coupon that comes down from the ceiling.
You have to fight for it.
You have to fight for it.
It's a free waffle.
Yeah.
Wait, it's a paper airplane machine that is a coupon for a free waffle, and it gets launched like, into the like seating area.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you should make your own, your own Waffle House, but you should have the first restaurant with a sanctioned fighting area.
It's just an arena.
So like when people have problems, they can just actually totally, it's fine.
Like, let me speak to the
scrap.
Manager. They're like manager 300 pound, 7 foot tall manager walking into the ring.
As I'm saying, like you have, it's like
the management zone.
You have to come up with like some sort of system as to why that makes sense, but like
no, I don't think we have to.
Sorry. I take it back. The whole restaurant is a sanctioned thing, but you build it in a way like the chairs, you can throw them because they're not, you know, like they're padded. Yeah, like yeah. The corners are rounded and like you know they're lightweight, so you're able to throw everything.
No, I think we should just have regular furniture. And people kill each other.
Like, if you want to, and, like, the windows are all made of, like, you know, reinforced, like, the plastic glass or whatever.
The inch thick.
Like. Yeah, so it like, doesn't break.
What's the most expensive part of a restaurant?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, because, like, if I can make an omelet for 50 cents, how can it cost $10 at a restaurant?
I think it's going to be rent.
It takes,
rent?
Like, less than 10 minutes to make one, so that the employee's salary is only going to be
it's rent, salary, $3. And then the food costs. The food costs are, they add up.
Yeah, eggs are like $4 each now. I'm just assuming this podcast is a couple weeks late.
Yeah.
Egg prices have gone up.
Dude, eggs are $50 a pop.
$50 each. I think like looking at rent, like some of the industrial rents, like I would not be surprised if your rent for a relatively small restaurant is like $5,000+ a month, between $5,000 and $8,000 a month.
Yeah.
Because they do this bullshit thing here called like triple net or something like that, where industrial rentals are bullshit. You pay for electricity, obvious. You pay for gas, obvious. You pay for property tax, weird. You pay for repairs. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, we were trying to rent a place for open sauce for storage. And I was like, what happens if the air conditioner stops working? And they're like, oh, they'll replace it and then they'll prorate your rent over like over 12 years they do it. So if the unit costs $12,000, they'll increase your yearly rent by $1,000 a month. So you, the tenant, you are paying directly. They'll increase your rent for the air conditioner.
I just wouldn't do it. I would spite them.
But then you get evicted.
Wait, you have to pay the air conditioner?
You have to.
Why? It's the building I'm renting.
That's all the fucking contracts are like that. It's so cursed. I'm like, why do people rent houses when you could rent industrial property and make them pay literally for everything.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, if you're using a lot of big machinery that uses a lot of power, power companies will actually just charge you, like, a demand fee or something, where they basically just charge you for the maximum amount that they can, like, during the business day. So you get charged for, like, all the power you could, you know, like, your whole panel service.
Oh, like, literally, they'll just say kilowatts, max kilowatts times time?
Yeah. Yeah, because what they have to do is they have to make sure all this electricity is available for you in case you need it, because you have big power draws.
This is why people are installing solar panels. That's some third world shit.
Dude, it's so expensive for these companies that, like, and businesses that they have to buy these things, like kinetic energy recovery systems. So it's like they'll spin a flywheel generator and then take the energy off the flywheel instead of having spikes on the power.
You know
what
we should do?
Because it'll cost them, like,
if I was ever super rich, I would just make giant arc lamps in the middle of a giant field, and I would just try to use as much power as possible.
Yeah,
just to fuck with the power company. I need a megawatt service here. Yeah. You're just burning it in the light. What's the worst thing you could do before the power company told you to piss off? Like, if you were just burning electricity,
I think that would be fine. I'd probably be like back feeding stuff into man. So, like, say you have, you know, your 60 hertz signal, but you're drawing a signal from it. You're like powering something at 50,000 hertz that propagates back into the line.
Do you think you could draw enough power to change it to a 50 hertz cycle?
I change the voltage to like, I change 240 volts into 120 volts all the time.
So if you drove it correctly, you control your draw.
Yeah.
You could like reshape the wave on the grid.
I think so. Yeah. Or if you have a huge inductive load or something, that'll mess with the power factor.
The power factor is just... I don't think anybody actually understands what the power factor is.
Would it also work? Because most, I'm assuming in the U.S. too, like it's three-phase power service.
I wish. No. It's single phase.
You don't? Like here's industrially?
Industrial. Yeah.
Industrial, you can get anything. Yeah.
Yeah. So no, but I'm saying like if it's three-phase, what you do is you wire up everything so you only ever pull from one phase. So you just completely...
destroy everyone else's third phase.
I'm saying you just completely lopside the pull by only... You do Will's idea where you just massively power draw, but you just strategically install three-phase lines...
Probably really bad. It would end up really messing with the generator. Like if you were like, yeah,
uneven
drawing loading. A huge load, yeah.
You install like every single machine. Like if it's a three phase machine, what you do is you install three phase lines and take one leg from each of them.
Do they have fuses? Like
I don't know if that even works.
Your transformer just explodes. Like how does it work?
They have
what
fuses? Kind of.
Kind of? Like on the pole?
Wait, for what?
Like yeah. Direct, like on the street to the house?
Yeah, and like substations and stuff.
But like how,
I
like,
assume.
What would happen if you overdrew from your circuit breaker? Like if you, like in front of your circuit breaker,
I think the fuses are there to protect like the power line from like a straight arc from power line to power line. Like I don't think you could draw enough power to trip the fuse from your house.
So if you just, okay, so your wires would just melt before. Like,
yeah.
So you would just melt the wires coming from the pole to your house.
Yeah, they would just like melt up underground, like arcing from wire to wire, burning back up to the transformer.
There is a fuse.
There is a fuse, but not the one you're thinking about.
Just blow the transformer up.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What you're saying is when you're fucking with a Tesla car, the neighbor's power is dimming.
Yes. Yeah, the four of them. I think there's four neighbors on the pole transformer.
Oh, fuck.
I think if I just keep doing it, they'll eventually upgrade the, you know.
They're like, we're noticing some pretty
Kevin,
big
what's
spikes.
What's the power draw on it?
Everything.
Dude, I'm telling you, it takes the 240 down to like 120.
So bad.
We have 100 amp service, and I can use up to 300 amps in bursts.
Can you measure the power draw?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 50 kilowatts.
Your 100 amp breaker won't actually break at 100 amps.
Oh,
how long?
No.
How far have you pushed it? How long?
I mean, it depends. If I'm like actually going full, like the line.
10 seconds?
The resistance of the line to the house is the limiting factor, basically. So I think that's why the line voltage drops so low. Or the transformer.
So that's just locally, though.
Yeah.
So it's
trying to push so much. No, I think it's so much current that the wire just can't deliver it.
Well, if our local wire is what's causing most of the load drop, then the neighbor's houses are going to see a much smaller fluctuation. They're not going to be seeing the 120 volts on the 240 line.
Right, because I guess it's the transformer is still going to see our house as a...
I think they would still have their lights flicker.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think. Because it's like the transformer only sees like it's delivering this much power to you.
But like it's also like it's like shorting an LED after a resistor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter. I mean, it does. Like something will happen, but not a lot.
The reflected load. I don't know. I'm trying to remember how impedance works.
I don't know. I don't. Like I said, I don't think anybody knows how impedance works. No, impedance. Everybody knows how impedance works.
Oh, yeah. I thought they don't know how power factor works. I actually broke the internet. I was scared that I broke the internet.
Really?
Because I was playing with the Tesla coil last night.
Oh.
And like it shuts my internet off, but it's just because it's on like a circuit lightning detector circuit.
Yeah, I think our internet just died because I think it might be a tree. They ran the fiber line through a tree, like up in the tree.
Yeah.
And I think
the tree was like, dude, it was super windy.
They're stretched, bro. Like every single line that's like attached to this house is stretched.
Yeah. So it was like super windy, and I think it must have just like broken your fiber.
Yeah. Now I'm like, I gotta go up in there with a chainsaw and trim it. But I don't want to do it until they come out and look at it, so they don't blame me.
Oh, good idea. Yeah, I'll just wait, yeah.
And then I'll get up there and trim it. Like, but, all right. We'll see you guys over on Patreon. Thanks to everybody who supports us over there. There's a bunch of extra podcasts every single week. We do extra podcasts, so you get a full bonus episode where we talk about really good things that are really interesting, like drugs.
Yeah.
How to make them, step by step instructions from Nile Red.
Yep.
Explosives,
step by step instructions from Kevin.
Also Nigel.
Yep. And farming advice, step by step instructions from me.
I was going to say last
speaking
week,
of bombs and farming, you know, since you have a real farm now, we need fertilizer.
Yeah. Oh, Nigel, how do we get 100 pounds, 400?
I don't know. How much can you fit in a shipping container?
How much ammonium nitrate are we allowed to order from the government?
Yeah.
Infinity.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's not a problem?
I don't know. What do you mean?
We want to order, well, I guess his Canadian law is different, but pretty soon it'll be American law.
No, you can order as much as you want as long as it's a legit use, I'm assuming.
Okay.
It's storing it in a warehouse waiting for it to
explode. Yeah, we don't actually want to use it. We just want to store as much of it as we can and just wait for nature to take its course.
And neglect it.
I created
for
a super
years.
Fun site.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you guys on Patreon. Laws.
We're shipping Easter gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send gift baskets?
For sure.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Visit a store today.